It used to be a Dairy Queen, but starting this week, the building on Highway 23 across from Mineral Point Cemetery hopes to be a catalyst for promoting and selling locally grown food. Kitchen chef Annette Pierce says instead of dilly bars and buster bars, the kitchen will be helping local farmers process, package, and sell things like rhubarb.
Right now we have 2,300 pounds of rhubarb that we're waiting to get the food processor up. That's sitting in our freezer that came from our local farmers. So let's just see what that looks like. All three of those pallets over there, that's all rhubarb.
Once it's up and running, the Innovation Kitchen will be able to help farmers with processing a wide variety of frozen, canned, and dried foods, as well as assistance in packaging and branding. Rick Terrian is the director of the Iowa County Area Economic Development Corporation.
There's so much demand for local foods, and we've got nothing to get at it but farmers markets and CSAs. That happens in a very limited venue. We live in Siberia here. A lot of the rest of Wisconsin happens in March and April and May. If we can process something, use these local food products, stretch them out into something we can sell year-round, we're giving a benefit to the farmers, to the food businesses, and to the Hodan Center.
The Hodan Center is a 38-year-old job training institute for developmentally disabled adults. The new kitchen will be employing as many as 30 people with disabilities. If it's successful, the plan is to create similar kitchens in other parts of the state. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.